The final words of the gospel chosen by the church to be read on this Ascension Thursday Mass, which we are celebrating this evening, which is good news for all of you who were confused why there was not an abundance of Masses this past Thursday. It was because this past Thursday was not the day of obligation. It was transferred in this diocese. If you were in Pennsylvania, New York, Boston, out in the state of Nebraska, then it was on Thursday. But here in Virginia, Ascension Thursday is on Sunday. It's very confusing, I know, but you just have to kind of go with it. So Ascension Thursday today, these readings tell us in the Gospel we hear how the 11 apostles are sent forth on mission. The earthly sojourn of our Lord is drawing to an end, and the incarnate Son of God, His visible mission, it has reached its completion. And so now He says it is the apostles' turn. It is their turn to proclaim Jesus Christ's good news, the Gospel, and to proclaim it to all the nations. Starting on Thursday then, which if you start today, it doesn't work out, but pretend that we started on Thursday, there would be a novena, a great novena that the apostles entered into that would reach its summit on Pentecost. So we can just have a septina if you haven't started already, or else you're just going to have to keep praying after Pentecost already. It just confuses things, but we have a novena if you started on Thursday, but for the rest of us, we'll have a septina. A great novena which the apostles with the Blessed Mother gather in the upper room, the room of the cenacle, the room where the Last Supper took place, and they pray for and they wait for the coming of the Paraclete, about whom we heard about so much in last Sunday's Gospel. This visit of the Paraclete was promised by the Father, was promised by the Son, and it's this Spirit who will inflame with the divine love all of the hearts of the apostles. Hearts which, as we hear in the Gospel, are not yet burning. Hearts which are somewhat lukewarm. Hearts which are not yet ready for the mission entrusted to them. Jesus does not ignore the limitations of His apostles. He does not ignore the limitations of those to whom He is entrusting the mission to evangelize the whole world. Prior to sending His apostles forth on mission, He knows that while they have the beginnings of faith, still they doubted. Even they who have been with Him these 40 days of Easter, or for us 43 days, or at this point only 42, it would be 43 tomorrow, they still struggle in their faith. And we have to ask ourselves, are we any different than those early apostles? On this very day, our Lord sends all of us out. He sends us forth on mission. We are His disciples, and He sends us out to evangelize the whole world. And so we need to turn and we need to face the Father. And we need to ask for an abundance of the Holy Spirit. We want to ask for an abundance of the Holy Spirit to fall upon those who have been confirmed, who have received that sacred chrism, anointing them to with that very power of the Holy Spirit, that they received a confirmation so that they can have that renewal of those sevenfold gifts, so that they, like the apostles, can be true witnesses to the risen Christ. For to proclaim Christ does not mean to shackle man with obedience to the Ten Commandments. Rather, to proclaim Christ, to proclaim His good news, is to liberate our neighbors from the unruly passions, to liberate him from error with the truth, to give him the gift of God's love, that spirit of adoption, which enables us to be who we are. Today, as in every age of the church, we have to begin to convert the world by first allowing our own hearts to be converted. We need to attend to our own conversion, that ongoing battle with concupiscence. We need to ask ourselves tonight, are we really convinced that choosing Christ, that choosing to be a Christian, is the right choice, is the only choice? We need to ask ourselves, if so, have we made that choice? Have we chosen Christ? Have we chosen to be His apostles? Have we chosen to open ourselves to to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who seeks to recreate our hearts to send us out to recreate the world. And lastly, do we believe that proclaiming Christ means serving our neighbor? That it's not merely just me and God, but it is, as Jesus says, the mission to go out to all the nations, to teach them everything which we have received, to baptize them, to give them the sacraments, to bring them into that intimacy which Jesus described last Sunday, that love of the Father for the Son for the Father, the love which is the Holy Spirit, the love which He desires to share with us, to allow to abide in our souls. Are we convinced that to be a disciple, to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, to be His true witnesses means to serve our neighbor, to share with them our divine Catholic faith? For we know that this world has not yet been evangelized. We know that our neighbors have not yet been evangelized, that they have not yet been liberated from the passions of our unruly and fallen human nature. We know that this world is not yet focused, as St. Thomas Aquinas said, a good world should be, on the common good. We know that this world is not free to worship God as we should, free to be who we are. But rather, our world is dominated by so many different dictatorships, so many different forms of slavery. Slavery which does not allow mankind to be the greatness which God has desired. We think about the world that we live in, and we think about how it seeks to brush away all who stand in its way. All who are burdensome, the unwanted or the crippled child, elderly people, social misfits, all who are burdens, the world seeks to brush aside. And thus we find so many young people feeling rejected and therefore looking to alcohol, drugs, looking to sexual escapism, looking to suicide as an answer for their misery. And meanwhile, our society is just serenely going along. We speak about the progress of our world, serenely assured that all is well within its rights, that as long as we don't restrict the rights of others, that we're doing just fine, hiding behind the soulless statistics that conceal the anonymous faces of so many who are not enlightened by Christ, who are not enlightened by His truth, who have not received the good news that Jesus Christ has given us on how we can live a life that means something, live a life that has a meaning beyond itself, live a life that shall result in joy and happiness for eternity. But even as our society jettisons the individual man, we have to ask ourselves, should not we then jettison the society, or jettison those parts of society which reject man, and should we not then choose what is going to reach and result in the common good? Jesus tells us we must preach the gospel to every nation. That is Christ's answer to the problems that He saw in the days of the apostles. We can think the apostles who were with our Lord on that mountain were but 11. One had already fallen victim to society. 11 men, not all that many. Even if we were to consider not just the apostles, but even the disciples, we would think that we're speaking of a few hundred people. Still not that much compared to the entire populace of the Roman Empire, which surrounded the entire Mediterranean, compared to the entire populace of the world at that time. And yet, with the power of the Holy Spirit, and in obedience to our Lord's command, the apostles undertake the mission to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the good news, which will be accompanied and confirmed by miraculous signs granted by the Lord. My brothers and sisters, today's world is not all that different from the world of the decadent Roman Empire, especially as concerns morality, as concerns the family. Refusing to give children or adolescents any authentic reference point, refusing to acknowledge that there is truth, objective morality, has resulted in customs that are developing that are completely separated from Christianity. That's where we find ourselves now. In a society that is just as cut off from Christianity as the society of the apostles, which had not yet encountered or experienced Christianity. And so we want to think, and we want to pray, and we want to beg the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with that same fire with which He filled the hearts of the apostles. Those 11 men transformed the world. And there's a lot more than 11 of us here present tonight. There's a lot more than 11 present in churches throughout the world this weekend. But how many of us, how many of you are willing to go forth as they did? How many of us, how many of you are willing to risk it all as they did? To go out to all the nations, to teach the gospel, to teach them everything that Christ had commanded. First off, how many of us even believe everything that the church commands, everything that the church teaches? And if not, why not? Why do we not believe the church, which is doing that which Jesus has told her to do, to teach everything? If we're not willing to be obedient listeners, how can we be teachers? How can you give the teachings of Christ to others if you're not willing to first receive them from the church in your hearts, in your minds, in your day-to-day living? Our society says there is no truth, but that is a lie, my friends. The gospel says completely different. Preach the gospel to all nations is Christ's impassioned plea to His disciples. That young people, old people, people from every race and every different language, people throughout the whole world deserve the truth. They have a right to know God. They have a right to receive from the apostles, from the disciples of Christ. That is, from you and me, they have a right to receive all that Christ has taught us. And so we must ask ourselves tonight, shall we be courageous? Shall we answer the call of Christ? Shall we rise to His expectations? In these days, let us pray as the apostles did. Let us join in their prayer, joining our hearts with the Blessed Mother who stood with them in that upper room, the woman who believed. Let us join our hearts, our prayers, to those prayers of the apostles, begging the Lord, beseeching Almighty God to send His Holy Spirit down into our hearts, to send His Holy Spirit into the witnesses so that they can go out to all the nations, so that they can share the truth of Almighty God, so that the world can be set free from the slavery which is killing us. Let you and I all pray tonight that the Holy Spirit will come into our hearts. And whatever doubt He finds there, whatever lukewarmness He finds there, that He will dispel it as He dispelled it from the hearts of those 11 men who stood on that mount of the transfiguration, of the ascension. Let us be apostles, so that on the day of judgment, our Lord will find us not merely with the beginnings of faith darkened by doubt, but rather with a courageous faith, with hearts on fire for God, which has preached that good news to all nations, to the ends of the world. Jesus promises His apostles, and He promises you and I to be with us always. Let us pray that we can be with him.